Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now, for more on the storm, we're joined by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, who joins us via Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So we have some scattered precipitation this morning, but when will the worst of the storm be on us?
So the steady precipitation will arrive in Worcester probably between about 10 and 11, getting into Boston around noontime and moving into the North Shore between noon and 1 o'clock. So that's the time that the steady stuff kind of begins. The heaviest will be around between about 3 o'clock and midnight. So that's the core of the storm.
What's it going to be like for people either driving or out walking around if they need to be outside during the worst of the storm?
It will really depend on exactly where you are. So let's say you're over southeastern Massachusetts. You're south of Boston. Maybe you're down in Carver. It's probably pouring. It's really wet. It's windy. But let's say you're in Framingham. It's snowing at 1 to 2 inches an hour. If you get on the Mass Pike this afternoon around 4 or 5 o'clock in Boston and start driving west, you'll start to see those big sloppy wet flakes hitting your windshield. And then by the time you get, say, to those Brighton tolls, it may almost be all the way changed over to snow. And by the time you get out towards 495, it's certainly snowing very hard. So it's a big difference as to where you are as to what you're going to experience.
What's going to happen along the coastline? Of course, still trying to recover from last weekend's nor'easter.
We have coastal flood advisories south of Boston along the coastline and a coastal flood warning north of Boston. Actually, the city of Boston's not in a flood advisory or a warning for this particular storm. That means that there'll be minor coastal flooding south and minor to moderate coastal flooding north. Some of those beaches where the dunes may have been breached or seawalls were breached will probably have a little more flooding just because the beaches have been changed because of that last storm.
Will the wind be as strong as the last storm?
Definitely not. That I'm 100% confident in. And the winds, however, will be strong and gusty. So we have a high wind warning right along the coastline, winds 50 to 60 miles an hour. But we're not going to see any hurricane force winds. I don't think we'll see anything much over that 60 mark. That would be the exception, not the rule.
All right. In terms of total snowfall, what are we going to get in the Boston area and who gets the most?
Yeah, so the most is 12 to 18 inches northern Worcester County, northern Franklin County, on up to the ski country. Also, by the way, New York City gets 6 to 12 inches and Westchester County getting also 12 to as much as 18. So just be aware of that if you're traveling in that area. Boston, 2 to 4 inches, quickly ramping 3 to 6 and then 4 to 8 in that 128 to 495 belt, 1 to 3 just south of the city. Could even be the South Shore down towards Quincy and then mostly rain over the Cape and the Islands. It's a very tight band. I've got to stress this. Any wobble in the storm, that 4 to 8 would move into the city. Any wobble west, that 2 to 4 would move out towards the 128 belt. So within 20 miles, we could see some of these amounts being a little bit different than what you're seeing on all the maps. And that's why the maps are varying between different meteorologists so much, folks are wondering.
And because it's heavy wet snow, there could be power outages today.
Absolutely, there could be power outages. You know, the winds inland will be 30 to 40 miles an hour, but if you add in 6 to 12 inches of heavy, wet snow on top of the trees, on top of the wires, then you add the wind in, there's definitely going to be power outages. The good news is most of the other outages are now fixed, but boy, those crews really are making their money here over the past week or so.
And it's over when?
So it ends around midnight in terms of the heaviest. Thereafter, we'll see some snow showers that could be a coating to a couple of inches between midnight and the morning hours. And then during the day tomorrow, leftover snow showers up until about 9 o'clock. Then just cloudy skies, some spits of snow, some spits of rain, 35 to 40 degrees. Friday, partly sunny, temperatures 35 to 40 once again. And then Saturday and Sunday right now, we'll see some melting, low to mid-40s with that strong March sunshine.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thank you very much.
You're welcome.